we were wondering about how things are different at Greater Sudbury Police Services right now than they were before we ever heard of COVID-19.
Yeah, so that's one of those. Everything has changed, but everything's still the same. So from the change perspective, initially, it was all about getting this place clean, getting us safe, making sure we've got decontamination processes and cleaning processes, and keeping the business going. Initially, there are some essential services that we can do off-site, some people we can send home, and did that. But, of course, patrolling the front line and investigating crimes isn't something you can do from your home.
How do you keep officers safe? The nature of policing is, you know, close contact. If you have to arrest a suspect or if there's a traffic pullover, you're within that 2 meters of physical distancing.
Yeah, so that's the biggest challenge, right? So officer safety has always been a concern, and you know, we wear protective body armor and all sorts of things to keep our officers safe. Keeping them healthy is a completely different beast, and that's all through personal protective equipment, all through being able to social distance where possible, and then all through an ability to decontaminate if and when they do come in contact with people who are COVID positive.
What's the crime rate been like since this lockdown started?
Yeah, changed. So some of the crimes have gone away. Things like that aren't technically a crime, but things like motor vehicle collisions have dropped right off. There just aren't that many cars out there. Other things have picked up. Sadly, things like domestic violence has increased. So the work is still out there. It's just shifted a little bit.
Paul, is there anything that we as citizens can do to make your job and the job of Greater Sudbury Police Service officers better, easier? Is there anything we can do?
Yeah, so this is what I said almost from the onset, is following those rules that are in place to keep us all healthy keeps our officers healthy. If we know that everybody in a home has stayed in a home, has practiced social distancing, hasn't gone out and been contaminated themselves, then if we're called into that home, we know we're going into a clean home and a safe home. So, I mean, all I can say is, as frustrating as it's getting to be following all of these orders, now is not the time to get complacent. Stay in place. Keep in place the things that you've been doing, and that'll keep our officers healthy too.
You know, it must be tough for your officers because not only are you out there, at the crime scene or issuing tickets or that kind of thing, but you're a part of our community and you're a part of our neighborhood and just neighbors. You are neighbors and not just law enforcers. So it must be tough to know that you have to pull back on that right now.
Yeah, challenge on so many levels, and you're right. This is a community where we work and we live, and we're an engaged police service. So everything that was commonplace, whether it's celebrations or our gala. Geez, I don't get to see Chris in a tuxedo this year.
Oh,
I was just about to say, that was my next question: is what do I do with this tuxedo rental charge?
Well, just make sure you can dust it off for next year. But those are a challenge. But the biggest thing for our office is they've always been concerned with their safety. You know, and I mentioned that at the start of the interview. Concern with their health is a different thing, and the concern about bringing home COVID to their family is a whole new concern for our officers because for the first time in their careers, by virtue of their employment, their family may be at risk. So that's why we have so much energy placed in keeping them healthy, keeping them safe, keeping our workplace clean, because that uncertainty is the new challenge for them now, for sure.
I remember reading a Sudbury.com article about the number of, complaints that would be coming into bylaw, and one of the lines there was that you guys have been attending COVID-19 complaints as well. I don't know if that's just a strain on your resources or is that just people calling 911 instead of 311?
Well, no. So, yeah, some people do still call 911, but primarily most of the calls are coming through 311, and they're doing a fantastic job of triaging those calls to where they belong. And bylaw's been doing a fantastic job picking up the majority of them. But, of course, evenings and weekends, for the most part, it's the police that pick them up. And then we created an education and enforcement team to go out there proactively and try and encourage people to maintain the rules that are in place. And I'll say this much, the feedback from all of our officers is, by and large, the majority of people, when they are, you know, in a crowd that's maybe a little larger than what's allowed, they understand it, they break it up, they apologize. Only a couple of situations where we had some pushback.
Paul, I'd like to thank you very much for talking to us today. Big message here is protect yourself. So, and by virtue of that, you're protecting others.
It's we're all in this together, and you have to think about others than your than just yourself. If you're looking after everybody, you're helping everybody.